Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, I was explaining the meaning of therefore and wherefore. Let's end the week with that.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.
The word therefore and the word wherefore are quite similar, but the word therefore appears about four times every 2.5 to 3 times wherefore is, so it's almost double. And so why is it different? Therefore has the idea, we'll just say that you're starting where you are right now, whether you're in a car or sitting at home, and you're listening to this Q&A. Therefore says, you start right where you are, and this is what I want you to do while you're headed towards that goal. Your goal may be a mile away, it may be 100 miles away, but you're headed to that goal. So therefore, do this as you're on your way. Do this and be this on your way. That's the word therefore. Wherefore would be this. Stop and do what I want you to get done right now before you go any further. Take care of it now. Okay. Therefore, take care of it while you're going. Wherefore, take care of it now. Well, therefore, on your way to eternity as a saved person, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Sometimes it seems like vain because we don't see the things happening. But just because you don't see it happening doesn't mean it's in vain. You can't see the eternal result quite yet. So here we have what Jesus then is demonstrating to them in the washing of their feet, that they should humble themselves and humble themselves until they are bringing other people. We are to, as preachers, for example, reprove, rebuke, exhort, encourage with all long-suffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But as fellow believers, we're to be tender-hearted, loving one another, forgiving one another. As fellow believers, we are to be helping one another. Now, my friend, I hope you're seeing this, because I want you to see the final portion here to help you understand why. Although it's not wrong to wash feet, it's too easy with washing feet to get an attitude of, look what I did. Hey, I humbled myself. You know, people can't humble themselves today, but I do. And we become proud of our humbling. You know, is the funniest, one of the funny stories, and I say this off the side from what I'm saying to him, is that I used to joke with people, because I'd heard it somewhere, that the thing about myself I'm most proud of is my humility. Okay. Well, that shows I'm not humble by brow. So, now going, sir, to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink in remembrance of me. Okay, that cup represented the shed blood of Jesus Christ. It was the pure juice of the grape, by the way. It wasn't wine. Now, it's interpreted wine in many places, but they used the old English word back in the day, the translation of the King James, of wine instead of grape juice. Okay. But it was by the Greek word, we know that it was that because why? Well, if it had been that which was alcoholic, it would have had the product of decay. That is leaven. Leaven is a product of decay. So when you look at that, leaven is always a picture of sin. Leaven is wine when it becomes alcoholic. It has decayed to that point. Okay? So when you sit in that fashion, the product of decay, but the blood of Jesus Christ was the pure blood. There was no sin in him at all. So we see that blood was nothing like us because our blood was inherited with a sin nature. And so the blood of Jesus Christ is what cleanses us. So we do it in remembrance of what he has done for us. And next, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Now, the cup represented the blood of Jesus Christ. The bread, well, that's in verse 24. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take ye, this is my body which is broken for you, this do in remembrance of me. Remember the whipping? By his stripes ye are healed. So when Jesus was having the supper, he was demonstrating to his disciples what was about to happen. He would be crucified. He'd be paying for their sin, for the sins of all men. For it says, not for our sins only, the Apostle John in 1 John 2:11, but for the sins of the whole world. However, that payment must be received. But John, he could see it. He's part of that group there in the upper room in John 13. Jesus is demonstrating the price for the sin, paying the penalty. But his resurrection from the dead. And he's giving them the idea, because you see it, when he does raise from the dead, the command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every preacher. Preaching repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, he instructs the disciples what to do. Teach them to observe. The washing of the feet is following. After you lead them to Christ, they get baptized. You teach them to observe all that he's commanded. It is symbolic. The juice is symbolic of the blood. The bread is symbolic of the body that received stripes for us, as well as the nail-scarred hands, the thorn in his brow. The washing of the feet is the daily cleansing Christians need as they confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Even 1 John 1:7 says it's the blood for us as Christians to whom that is addressed to that cleanses us from all sin. So even after our salvation, he's demonstrating to the disciples that we have probably on a daily basis a need to have our feet washed. In other words, to have sin confessed and forsaken in our life, asking forgiveness by the washing of our feet. So, the Lord's Supper is symbolic. The bread does not turn into the actual body of Jesus, as some teach. The juice does not turn into the actual blood, as some teach. And neither does it turn into the very Spirit of God. No, it's symbolic of what Christ did for us. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. We're remembering what he did for our salvation. We're remembering his resurrection. And we're remembering that when we see our brethren are beginning to fall and slip, we help to cleanse their feet. Sir, I hope this helps to answer your question. What a brother you are to ask your question in such a nice way. Many times people ask your questions accusingly, and you did not do that. So I want to say thank you for being so kind, having a good Christian attitude that although you may have disagreement with us on this issue, I believe that your question helps me to explain our biblical stand on this so that you can see why we do what we do. You are not wrong. It is not wrong to wash one another's feet. But it's greatly wrong if we miss the symbolism. It's wrong for you to miss that if you wash one another's feet, just as it would be for us to miss the symbolism of the juice and the bread. That's why the bread needs to be unleavened, and the juice needs to be unleavened as well, because it represents, in both cases, the broken body of Jesus as well as the blood of Jesus. So, my friend, I hope this helps you. We see here in the 1 Corinthians passage nothing about saying to wash their feet. But he does in verse 30 and 31, talk about many were weak among them and slept. Slept meant they died early for really when God was going to take them. And he got sick. This is the chastening of God. Then he says, if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. So, sir, what he's trying to show us by washing our feet, when we help one another, we may be helping somebody from dying without reward, yet saved, but so as by fire. People being judged by God as a Christian, chastened, scourged. And so we're to help our brethren in that way. And so that's what we learn from it. And I hope this helped you, my friend. And it is good, not only since we already believe this, but it's good for even the people who would stand with me on this be reminded, because this is a Bible doctrine. And for the people, now I'm going away from the letter to let the man know that I appreciate the question. But as I go away from the letter, let me just say this to you folks. Don't be down on those people that wash feet. It is a humbling experience. But it doesn't necessarily mean that they're being spiritually wrong by washing one another's feet. But it may mean they're missing the actual thing that the Lord wanted us to see by this, by what we see his talking to the disciples all the way from chapter 13 through chapter 17, what he's trying to get across to them about the sacrifice, the resurrection, and getting the gospel to the world, that we would be one in him. I hope you don't miss that, my friend, because we also get routine about the Lord's Supper when we take it, not thinking on these things. I hope this helped you today.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on on its firm